Biden Harris committed to codifying Roe v. Wade on ruling anniversary. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 22, 2021. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris said in a statement Friday on the 48th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in Roe v. Wade that they are committed to codifying the decision and to appointing judges that respect foundational precedents like Roe. On January 22, 1973, the court created a right to abortion, though none existed in the Constitution. Using the language of the abortion industry, specifically that abortion is the equivalent of health care, Biden, referred to as a devout Catholic, and Harris said in their statement that during the 4 years of the Trump administration, reproductive health, including the right to choose, has been under relentless and extreme attack. We are deeply committed to making sure everyone has access to care, including reproductive health care, regardless of income, race, zip code, health insurance status, or immigration status, they stated. Meanwhile, pro-life leaders throughout the country marked the anniversary of Roe Friday, vowing to end abortion with even greater resolve as Biden and Harris begin their radical pro-abortion agenda. Reverend Patrick Mahoney, an ordained minister in the Reformed Presbyterian Church and the chief strategy officer for the Stanton Public Policy Center, expressed that commitment. As the most pro-abortion president and Congress take power in Washington, D.C., the pro-life community recognizes our struggle to end abortion violence takes on even greater urgency. The election of President Biden will clearly reveal to the American public how extremist and out of touch his administration is regarding abortion. Pro-life Black organization Every Black Life Matters, a Christian alternative to Black Lives Matter, delivered a letter of commendation to former President Donald Trump as he left office. The group thanked Trump for his support. While there have been many presidents of the U.S. who have asserted support for the Black community, you have fully demonstrated your commitment and resolve to support and improve Black life by standing firm on the right to life, the letter read, and continued. While progressive/leftist/Democrats publicly decry racism, privately, they have remained silent and complicit while one of their primary funding sources, Planned Parenthood, admitted their notable history of racism, pp of NY July 2020. You, on the other hand, have consistently stood against Planned Parenthood's racism and publicly acknowledged their tactics and schemes to exterminate the Negro population. Actual quote from PP founder, Margaret Sanger, as the equivalency to Black genocide. Your stand is righteous and correct. In December, Planned Parenthood CEO Alexis McGill Johnson told Newsweek the abortion vendor is ready to hit the ground running day one, with the goal of an executive order after the inauguration that showcases the Biden administration's commitment to abortion on demand. She said what is most important to abortion activists is that Biden appoint key personnel who will ensure their agenda is achieved. We know that personnel is policy, Johnson said. So we're making sure that those positions are filled with sexual and reproductive health champions. Ameris poll released in January of last year found most Americans reject the 1973 ruling that created a right to abortion. According to the poll, which was sponsored by the Knights of Columbus, 62% of Americans say that if the Supreme Court revisits Roe v. Wade, it should rule to allow states to determine abortion restrictions, 46%, or make abortion illegal, 16%. This outcome included 39% of those who identify as Democrat and 40% of those who consider themselves pro-choice. Only 33% of Americans said abortion should be legal at any time, without restriction. What our polling makes clear is that millions of Americans describe themselves as pro-choice because they believe in some choice, which would include life of the mother, rape, and incest as examples, but very few agree with abortion throughout pregnancy, said Knights of Columbus CEO Carl Anderson in an interview with Breitbart News at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Many of the people who describe themselves as pro-choice are actually in agreement on policy with pro-lifers, he continued, noting a pattern in the annual poll. The trend is steady. 7 out of 10 Americans for a decade want significant restrictions. 4 out of 10 Democrats want significant restrictions.